Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really honing in on something quite exciting, a way to get real value from data you probably already have. We're talking about navigating those Lucas gambling guidelines, you know, and also tackling the crucial fight against money laundering.
Exactly. And the key thing here is this isn't about some far-off future tech. It's about tools you can use right now.
Right now.
Yeah, to really boost your monitoring and compliance without, like, ripping out and replacing your whole IT setup.
Okay, that's compelling. And it taps into existing sources, right? Like the Lucas Safe Server.
Mm-hmm, precisely. The Lucas Safe Server data, your CRM systems, sales info, even message queues. And the magic word is real time.
Real time. Got it. So our mission today, folks, is to kind of get under the hood of this approach, see how it works, and why it's actually a pretty big deal.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's kick off with InSync monitoring. What exactly is that?
So InSync monitoring, the really fascinating part, is how it analyzes your data streams as they're flowing. We're not talking about looking back weeks later.
Okay, so truly real-time analysis.
Truly real-time. It uses these predefined metrics, but, and this is important, they're adaptable. You can customize them.
Adaptable how? What are they looking for?
They're designed to flag potential damage markers, things like weird shifts in betting patterns, unusual withdrawals, that sort of thing. And also, critically, activities hinting at money laundering.
And that ties directly into the Lucas guidelines.
Directly. It aligns with the guidelines and the necessary reporting.
Yeah, you said adaptable. Does that mean you need a team of programmers to tweak things?
Good question. No, that's a key point. It's designed so you don't need programming knowledge to customize these metrics.
Okay, that lowers the barrier to entry considerably, doesn't it?
It really does. And the front end, the user interface, it's built with Horizon UI, very modern. It gives you a really clear view.
Clear how? Less noise.
Exactly. You're not drowning in data. You see the user details that matter, the transactions that actually need, you know, a closer look. Efficiency.
Clarity and efficiency, always good. Now, I saw something about a Kanban board feature. How does that fit in?
Right, the Kanban board. That's actually a pretty neat way to manage the users or transactions that get flagged.
It's like a visual workflow.
Yeah, exactly. It helps you organize those flagged items, track investigations, decide next steps. It's a real process improvement tool.
I can see that. Okay, so data's flowing in real time from Lucas, CRM, all that. How is it actually, like, processed? Where does it go?
Vital question. So yes, data comes in real time, but, and this is absolutely crucial for efficiency and, frankly, data privacy InSync monitoring is smart about it.
How so?
It only identifies and selects the relevant data points needed for that specific analysis. It doesn't just suck in and store everything.
Wait, so the raw data, it's not duplicated. It's not stored by the system.
Correct. Oh. The raw data itself isn't copied or stored by InSync monitoring. Think about the implications for data storage needs.
That's huge. No need for massive new databases just to run these analyses.
Precisely. It avoids that entire headache. And the tech behind this efficiency, it's based on reactive programming.
Reactive programming.
Yeah. It's particularly good at handling these continuous sort of asynchronous data streams very, very efficiently. It enables these, well, pretty advanced evaluation methods.
Okay, so that efficiency leads into this idea I read about, data economy.
Mm.
What does that mean in this context?
Data economy, right. What's really revolutionary here is that only the results of the analysis, the insights, the flags, the scores are permanently stored.
Only the results. Not the raw input data.
Exactly. You're not holding on to mountains of raw data indefinitely. Hmm. This goes, you know, way beyond just pseudonymization. It minimizes your data footprint while maximizing the actual value you get.
That feels like a fundamental shift in how you'd approach data.
It really is.
And thinking about the practical side, for organizations dealing with Lucas, how smooth is the integration? Is it another big IT project?
That's often the worry, isn't it? But no, it's designed for seamless integration with the established Lucas standards.
Seamless meaning?
Meaning no programming effort needed on your side to get it connected and working. You leverage the data streams you already have for immediate online access.
So pretty much plug and play with your existing Lucas setup.
That's the goal, to get you up and running fast without that typical months-long IT overhaul.
Okay, let's try and crystallize this. If someone's listening, what's the absolute core takeaway here?
I'd say the core message is InSync monitoring offers a streamlined, efficient path to getting real-time, actionable insights from your current data.
Especially for compliance.
Especially for Lucas compliance and managing risk effectively. And crucially, doing it without the headache of huge IT projects or needing to store vast amounts of raw data.
It really makes you pause and think, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Consider, the potential just sitting there in the data you already generate every second. What if the focus shifts? What if it's less about storing everything and more about smartly analyzing the right information right now?
It could fundamentally change how you operate, how you understand what's happening.
A very compelling thought indeed. Thanks. This has been a really insightful deep dive.